Alrighty, hello, welcome back to another episode of My Lash Joint Podcast. My name is Sanjay, and I never imagined I'll say this, but this is the actual last episode. And yeah, I'm probably gonna get emotional. I hope I'm not gonna cry here. I don't want to be like a little, you know, crying here, but this has been going on. It's been grinding my brain for the last few weeks, and I hope I can explain it in a way that you will understand. Probably a lot of you will not, probably some of you will not understand, some will, but here's the thing, right? When I was quitting back in my 20s, I never actually had a plan. I was never, okay, let's quit and then do this. I just knew that I have to take control of myself. I didn't have myself under control. My decisions, my behavior, the way I went about my life, the way I treated my friends, the way I treated my family, the way I treated my grandma, it was horrible and I felt like shit. So I knew I needed to take care of this, but I never actually had a plan. Once I quit in August of 2022, I kind of started putting things into plan and I kind of started, you know, perhaps planning a little bit further ahead. And when I started My Lash Joint, podcast in November and then the whole business side last year, I knew where I want to go. I said, okay, I want to make a program that is going to help anyone out there quit weed. Did I succeed? Not necessarily. I think that my program is not way overpriced by my standards, but I think it's way overpriced for the affordability and just for the marketing there. So in that sense, I did not succeed. Is my program successful? Well, according to the people I had and according to the people I still have, it is, right? However, I have to call it quit at this point, and I'll explain why, and I'll explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So last few weeks, last few months, this has been going on my mind constantly, but I'm kind of frustrated with being in that period of my life where I'm not anymore, right? Every time I do a program, I do a coaching call with someone, and I'm not complaining, but it's almost like, in my mind, I have to go back into my 20s and kind of put myself into the scenario of what I would do and how I do it, because it helps me relate. And I'm not saying this is bad, but for me, that was not a good time. For me, that was not a bright time. That was not a time when I was enjoying myself. When I think of my 20s, I think of them as a good learning experience, but I also think of them as something I could have done completely differently. I let it go now. I don't have regrets, but just going on that narrative of, you know, putting myself back in that situation and helping others, it's coming to the point where it's not really good for me, you know? And I seriously put things on the scale, you know? I even went down on the paper and I wrote down all the cons and pros of continue this and not continue this. And I've realized that there's other things to consider here, right? If I would do this in my 20s, I would continue. I wouldn't necessarily care about so much about my health, about my mental health, about the people around me, because I was single and I didn't care, right? But A, I'm not single anymore. B, I've got a little kid on the way. And C, I'm also in my 30s. I'm slower than I used to be in 20s. I'm not going to lie. I'm not as sharp as I used to be in 20s. It was really rare that I was sharp in 20 because I was stoned. But I'm just not who I used to be. And I've got to take this into consideration. And, you know, the biggest problem here is that A, I don't enjoy it as much as I can. And B, it almost seems like I'm stuck in this place. I'm stuck in this paradigm of, you know, quitting weed. And you know, I've always been passionate about helping others. And I, for some reason, I don't know whether this is to do with the way I was raised, about pleasing people and about going overboard and helping as much as I can. You know, some people say it's not healthy. Some people say it's kindness, whatever it is. I do think that everyone should be in that, you know, like that to some degree. But I've got to be selfish now, you know. I've got to, like, I've got fam. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to have a little kid. I've got a girlfriend. I've got to worry about things in the future. And do I want to continue doing this in the future? I could have, but it's not good for me. It doesn't help me grow. It's almost like, again, I'm stuck in that paradigm of 20s where I don't move forward with my life. And I think that's the number one reason why I'm deciding to call to quit the project at this point and move on with my life and do other great things. And you know, it's so painful for me to say that. I don't know, like I honestly, the amount of time I spend on this, right? It's not just amount of time. Forget the amount of time. Like, don't even think about it. It's the fact that the things I did in the last year and a half, holy shit, right? Oh, I don't want to cry. Honestly, I don't want to cry. I don't know why. I mean, okay. So, you know, when my grandma died, I was thinking, holy shit, what did you do? What did you do with your life? And then last year and a half, it's almost like I would not fix everything, but I would go completely 180 and I would fix everything that I wanted to fix, you know? The way I approach things, the way I deal with people, the way I deal with my own issues, the way I, you know, the way I go about doing business. I don't know. I just think now, like, you know, if my grandma would see it up, she would be like, holy shit, you know? Yeah. Anyways, with the little kid on the way, right? You know how many times she would ask me, so what is happening? Like, here in Slovenia, we got, okay, give me a second. So here in Slovenia, we got this expression, it's called the trailer, right? So where is your trailer? Where is your girlfriend? Where is your kids? Whatever, you know, right? She would always ask me, like, where is your trailer? Like, what are you doing? You know, but often times I wouldn't even reply to her. I wouldn't even pick up the freaking phone. And that's something I cannot get back. So, yeah. Do I have regrets that I'm quitting this? I don't. Honestly, I don't. You know, I was thinking about this very, very strong. I was like, you know, okay, what are we doing here, right? Can I continue this? Can I make it to the point where, you know, perhaps other people can come in and help as well and we get more customers? Absolutely. But do I want to? Do I feel comfortable doing that? No. And here's the thing, you know, I said this on one of the episodes a while ago. It's not about the decision. It's not about the wrong decision. It's about the decisions that you didn't do. And if I think back in my 20s, you know what was the biggest fail? The fact that I continued doing something, even though I consciously know that I don't want to do it and I'm not doing it. It was the fact that I was scared of change, of growth, right? And I think, looking in 10 years, if I think of myself when I'm going to be 40 or 50, what I'm going to regret more, the fact that I didn't try something else or the fact that I continued doing so, even though I knew that perhaps that's not what I want to do, right? And it's that because I'm 32 now. I'm going to be 40 before I can even blink. Like my 20s just flew past me. I remember when I came to England, I was 20, the next, I think 2 days after I was 21. The next thing I remember is last year in 2022, January, when I left England. That's 10 years gone. Like, I don't know if you guys realize, but time flies and the older you get, the faster it goes and the less you have chances to spend with people that actually matter. And, you know, I kind of let go of that whole, you know, the situation with my grandma and the way I dealt with everything. But honestly, this has been one of my best experiences of my life. I cannot even describe this, how grateful I am to go through this. And you know what's the best thing? And I'm seriously so proud of myself for saying this. I put all in. Like I said from the beginning when I did my last joint, I'm not going to go halfway in. Yeah, I might have not pressed the right buttons. I might have not done the right things, but I never went halfway in, right? Maybe in 2022 when I was just interviewing a few people, but last year when I decided, when I saw this and I saw where it's going, I went all in. So in a way, I don't have regrets. It's been, honestly, it's been as far as growing personal, as far as growing, you know, wealth, whatever, it's been one of the best experiences. And to this extent, I've got to thank, you know, anyone that's ever listened to the podcast, anyone that's ever come to my last join. I guess the first and the biggest thank you goes to Kelly. You were the first one that sent me an email. And then everyone else after that, you know, Colette, John. I mean, there's so many names that I'm, you know, I just... this sucks. Honestly, this sucks. You know why it sucks? Because they don't tell you about this in school and you're not prepared for this, right? Like, change is fucking horrible. I don't like doing it, right? Because I know at the end of the day, I have something that I can continue to grow, that I could be successful at. But it's my mental health that I've had to address. And it's just, it's not, it doesn't feel right for me anymore. I'm not enjoying it anymore. I feel like I'm stuck in that paradigm. So, you know, I'm pretty sure some, you know, there'll be someone out there that would probably find a solution that could have worked. But I'm 32. I want to try different things. I want to grow something else. I want to grow a business. I want to, you know, I want to help other people grow businesses. That's what I'm passionate about. Quitting Wheat has, I've done that and I've helped other people do that. And it's time to move on. It's time for the next chapter of the life. And I think sometimes you ought to shed some leaves. You ought to, like, you know, do some things that are freaking uncomfortable, because that's what helps you grow. And yeah, I'm doing, honestly, it's not the right way of saying it, but you know, heck it. I'm doing this for myself and I'm also doing this for my family, because I know in the long range, it's the right decision. Might not seem like the best decision right now, but this is the right decision. And, you know, it's funny because last few months, I was kind of trying to spin it the other way. I was like, okay, I'm only going to help business owners. I'm only going to do that. But really, I was just going away from the root of the problem, which was I do not want to be stuck in that paradigm of quitting Wheat. I'm over it. I've done it. I'm so over it. It's crazy how much I'm over it. And, you know, for anyone that's in the program right now, I'm probably thinking, oh my God, is he just going to ignore me now? No, I am, you know, I'm going to make 100% sure that not only you quit Wheat, you also start pursuing your other projects or whatever you want to do in the future. But as far as doing this anymore, as far as doing the podcast, this is it. This is where it ends. And I feel like every story has to end somewhere. You know, I was thinking, okay, maybe I can do another podcast where I go after the My Last Joint, or I can continue doing this while I do something else. But it doesn't feel right for me. I want to do something and I want to finish it and I want to move on. And I feel like that was the story with My Last Joint. I came to the point where I had a program to help people, to change some of their lives. But now it's time for something else that kind of is out of this quitting Wheat sphere. So that being said, hey, I'm sorry. I knew that I'm going to cry just because every time I talk about my grandmother, I get these really strong emotions. But B, it's also the fact that, you know, I've put a lot of efforts, and I don't know you, I don't know who's listening to this podcast, but it almost feel like, you know, I know you in a way. I don't know, it's weird, it's a weird sensation. I don't even know how to describe this, but when you do episode twice a week, I don't know, you might know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I honestly appreciate anyone listening to the podcast, anyone tuning in, anyone sending me an email, anyone going to Quit Wheat and Succeed Facebook group and writing a reason why I came, My Last Joint podcast. It always makes me smile, always makes me feel like something that I'm doing is the right decision. But I also encourage you to move on with your life, right? I know, I don't know, I would imagine that quitting weed is on your mind and being sober is on your mind. At one point, you've got to stop, right? And this is where the 12-step programs, I think, are awful, because they keep going. It's almost like you keep in that loop of like, I'm still sober. It's almost like you're constantly fighting that notion that you're sober. Nowadays, when people ask me if I don't drink, I don't even say to them I'm sober. I don't even explain to them that I don't drink because, or I don't smoke because. I just say I don't drink and that's it. Like, there's no need to, for explanation. And I really encourage you to do the same. Stand for what you believe, but don't necessarily go on about this agenda that you're a recovering addict or whatever. Move on with your life. Leave that part behind. And once you'll be older, you'll have a good memories rather than going on about, hey, I'm sober. Hey, I'm 465 days weed free, you know. That being said, I don't want to go too much longer with this. You actually will hear this episode later on, I think, second week of June. Now it's the 25th of May. I want a huge big thank you, honestly, to anyone that tuned in. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do when you do something like that. I've never actually done a business before. And then I would say, okay, I'm quitting here. And I never actually did a podcast. That was my first podcast ever. So I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I'm doing what I think is the right thing, is I'm thanking you. And I'm saying, hey, it was a good ride. It was an absolute freaking amazing ride. The fact that I had the pleasure to talk with people from all around the world, honestly, like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I gotta like knock on the wood and be like, dude, you actually did that, right? But it's time to write some new chapters, and I'm so, so excited for what the life is gonna bring. And yeah. That being said, you guys have, I don't know what this should say. All the best. I don't know. The Quit Weed and Succeed Facebook group will stay there. I'm not deleting that. We'll figure out as we go forward what's going to happen with this. My website, I probably will just put a notice there. I'll give away some sort of a program or some. I think I'll just give the recordings of this challenge away so anybody can hear it anytime. But this is it for me. This is my rites completed. This is my last joint here, you know, imprinted in the graveyard of the podcast of the whatever. And this is me moving on. And this is me saying to you, do this, quit weed, have your last joint, but then go on and do some other important things, because you can. I strongly believe you can, and I've seen it happen. In fact, I've seen it happen in over 100 episodes, and I've seen it happen. I still see it every day in Quit Weed and Succeed Facebook group. So if they can do it, if the guest on my podcast can do it, you can do it as well. Okay, that's it. This is freaking weird. This is so strange. I don't even, holy shit, this feels so weird. Like, what do you even do? I don't know. Anyways, you guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. This is the last episode of My Last Joint. What a ride. Whew. Okay. Over and out. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, if anyone wants to send an email, you'll find me. You got my name there. I'm not deleting any episodes. The YouTube channel will be there. I'm not going to upload anymore. The Quit Weed and Succeed Facebook group will be there. But I just won't be continuing the My Last Joint project. It will be there for the rest of the history, probably forgotten in a few years, the way the internet is growing, but hey. Okay, I will see you soon.